Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. I am Tova Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the regional government securities market, the government of St. Lucia's 91-day treasury bill, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $14.6 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 3.46%. On the Eastern Caribbean securities market, 865 Grenada Cooperative Bank Limited shares traded at $9.51 per share, unchanged from its previous closing price. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 22 securities, of which 9 advanced, 8 declined, and 5 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 5.15 points to close at 2,126.53. The Composite Index declined by 4.56 points to close at 1,518.11. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.55 points to close at 121.53. The SME Index declined by 0.05 points to close at 43.18. Trading activity on the first-year market registered a volume of 1 million shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $16.3 million. Grace Kennedy Limited was the volume leader with 955,600 shares, changing hands for the value of $5.9 million. Followed by Republic Financial Holdings Limited with a volume of 62.6 thousand shares being traded for $8.9 million. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 2,285 shares valued at $66.7 thousand. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Tuesday's trading session, the following reflect the movement of the JSE indices. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 57 stocks, of which 26 advanced, 24 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 16.9 million units, valued at over $164 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 4 million units, followed by Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.9 million units, and Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 1.8 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities were traded on Tuesday, 1st February 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.